It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a Northwoods summer camp is celebrating its 100th year in operation. We'll check out the camp's history, serving multiple generations of campers. First, health officials in Wisconsin are again sounding the alarm about synthetic cannabinoids, something sometimes called fake weed, K2, spice, and a host of other names. The Department of Health Services says that in the past 2 weeks, there have been 8 cases of severe bleeding and hospitalizations. That brings the total to 54 since March. So far, one person has died after using one of those products, a 33-year-old woman from Milwaukee. The bleeding is the result of one of the ingredients in some versions of the product, rat poison. So what exactly is this stuff and who's taking it? Dr. John Myman is the Chief Medical Officer for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Dr. Myman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, when people are looking at this stuff, these the so-called fake weed or synthetic cannabinoids, what is it? What's in it?
The challenge and the concern we have with these is that we really don't know what's in these. These have been around for a number of years. They're available all throughout the country. And when we're talking about these fake weed or synthetic cannabinoids or synthetic marijuana, goes under a number of names. And we're not really talking about one particular drug. We're talking about hundreds of different chemicals, all of which can have kind of different and unpredictable effects.
Can you talk about the legal status? I understand it's different here in Wisconsin than in many other states.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it is, you know, at the federal level, a lot of these chemicals are scheduled. They're not allowed. They're illegal. And then we have similar legislation here in the state of Wisconsin that does not make these drugs legal.
And what's strange is people might see these on the shelves at a truck stop or a paraphernalia shop, and they might think, well, somebody's selling it. It must be in some way legal and safe. And that is neither part of that is correct, right?
Correct. You know, I think that was kind of the perception at least a number of years ago when these were really very, very widely available and before they were restricted and made illegal. They were, you know, looked like they were marketed like any other thing you would see sold like at a head shop or a gas station. But no, they clearly are not safe, as we've seen with this recent outbreak.
Yeah. Can you talk about this recent outbreak? What are you at the health department seeing?
Yeah, so this one's a little different from some of the other ones we've seen over the last few years in other states. And some of these other outbreaks, you know, they've been linked to these drugs and the effects have been from those drugs specifically. Here in Wisconsin, what we're looking at is people who have used these drugs that have also contained an additional chemical in it, a rat poison, essentially, that's ended up causing severe bleeding. So really, they're consuming something that's containing two different chemicals in it, and one of those, the rat poison, is end up causing severe bleeding in some cases.
And how many cases are we seeing in Wisconsin of this severe bleeding from these products that include, as you say, rat poison?
Yeah, it's you know, we're tracking it day by day, but you know, right now we're about 40 confirmed cases. Those are ones that were people that we know were affected with these drugs that had this rat poison in it, and we're investigating 14 additional ones as well.
And worst case, we've had at least one fatality from this. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, we did have one fatality. There have been some other states where people have been taking similar drugs that also contain rat poison that have also had fatalities. So, yeah, we have had one. So if this, you know, if people don't seek prompt treatment, they can have severe life-threatening bleeding.
Are we seeing these products statewide, or are they limited, the ones with rat poison in particular, I should say, are we seeing these statewide, or are they in specific parts of the state?
You know, we've seen, you know, a handful of cases in a few different counties. The bulk of these cases, though, have been in Milwaukee.
We're talking to Dr. John Myman. He's with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We're looking at so-called fake weed and the hazards for consumers. Now, at the Department of Health Services, what kind of efforts are you making to get the word out about these products?
Yeah, we're taking several different approaches. You know, early on, we wanted to get the word out to the healthcare community so they at least recognize these cases early on, because if people do get treatment, they can recover and avoid any of the serious life-threatening bleeding associated from using these drugs. And then the other part of our outreach has involved just getting the word out about these. So we've, you know, reached out through local health departments, put out a number of messages on social media, and then reached out to some of our you know, partners that work with substance using communities to try to get the word out to them as well.
As you say, products that call themselves fake weed or similar things have been around for a while. Why are we seeing this this rat poison tainted product now? And are they getting more popular?
I mean, that's a good question, and that's something that we hope to figure out by investigating this further. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not sure why this is happening, why they're putting this additional chemical in there, or even why it's in there to begin with. So it's one of the things we hope to learn.
Is part of the effort to reach out to retailers to say, hey, don't have this stuff on your shelves?
Well, that's, we focus more on getting out the information out to the healthcare community and out to people that may be using this. As far as, you know, outreach to retailers and that sort of messaging, that's generally handled by other agencies within the state government.
So for healthcare providers listening, what kind of things is the Department of Health Services telling them to watch out for?
Yeah, the main thing to look out for is one always, you know, ask when you see patients, you know, could you have been using these? If they have, you know, it's important to see if it could be experiencing any bleeding from it. There is a kind of inexpensive and easily available test to see if anybody has a clotting disorder that may make them more likely to bleed. That's easily done in most healthcare clinics. So it's really recognizing it early on, and because if people are recognized very early, they can get the antidote to the rat poison as soon as possible.
And if you had a message for consumers, people who might be thinking about using this product, thinking it's a safer alternative to some kind of illegal drug, what's the message to them?
Yeah, the message is we never can predict what is in these, and we cannot predict what the health consequences are. So the only safe thing to do is just to avoid them completely.
And before I let you go, what kind of efforts are there out there to monitor how many cases we're seeing, how bad they are, where they're happening?
So for this this current investigation, where we're looking specifically at people who have used it and ended up having bleeding problems, we've, you know, messaged widely to healthcare providers to let them know when they identify these cases. We're also working very, very closely with the Wisconsin Poison Center, which has been a really great partner. They've done a very good job handling some of the medical consultation, providing advice to medical providers on how to treat this, and working with the health department on identifying these cases and letting us know so we can do further investigation.
Is that poison center something that might be a resource for someone who might have taken one of these, realizes something bad is happening, they may have been poisoned by this thing they took?
Absolutely. The poison center is always a great resource, both for members of the public as well as healthcare providers. People are able to call there any time of day and get information. And if they have concerns, they can reach out to them.
We'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. John Myman is the Chief Medical Officer for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We talked with him about the rise in hospitalizations due to synthetic cannabinoids.